Scorpio rising. The full moon in your first house, Scorpio. Sun in your seventh house, Taurus. The full moon is in your first house, your body, identity, and presence versus partnerships in your seventh. The new moon was literally on you. You become the oracle. The ground shook in your seventh house. Relationships collapsed. The harvest, what you cannot see, partners now mirror. The moon at 11 degrees Scorpio in fall, in Venus's bounds, brings raw transformation guided by refined worth. The sun in your seventh house, Mercury's bounds at Chiron, shows relationships still processing who you became. Venus in Gemini, your eighth, rules both. Sextile Saturn in your sixth. Intimacy supports discipline service. Mars, your ruler, in your sixth house, squares Jupiter in your ninth. Ships launched through daily work. Are you serving without philosophical nourishment or connecting practice to higher purpose? Question: did relationship disruption force you to become completely yourself? Or are you still shape-shifting while claiming transformation? What to harvest? The self that survives, stripped of performance. The identity that knows transformation is not something you do, but allow. Let your seventh house lead. Let meaning nourish what perfect routine cannot control. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.